the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. We are live on location at the LJD Jewish Family and Community Services First Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery. As the gallery has been presenting since January, History's in Hand. This is just a moving exhibit that explores the deep connection between personal objects and the stories that they carry. And we're just trying to illuminate the best we can this exhibit during our visit this morning to the First Family Holocaust Memorial Gallery. And we would encourage you to consider doing the same, whether it's with a church group, a school group, maybe your office group, or just individually. It's totally free to attend. Just contact Jewish Family and Community Services, and you're able to schedule a time or be here anytime between 8:30 and 5 on weekdays. And we've been hearing from some of the personal stories, Christine, that are just so moving, and the mementos, like something as simple to you and I as a spoon right there means so much to that individual.
It evokes so many memories.
Say that one more time. I had you turn down.
So many memories of, you know, family and tradition and history, and that's what this is all about.
And one of the contributors is Helen Mett, who just celebrated a birthday. Happy belated birthday, Helen. Thanks for getting up early with us. We appreciate it. Happy belated birthday to you. And you have something that you've contributed to this. Can you describe for a radio audience what's up there on the wall right there?
Well, this is a pin that is in the form of a locket that contains the photos of my grandparents that had belonged to my mother. It's not clear as to how my mother, you know, received the locket. My mother survived the Nazi occupation of Poland by hiding in plain sight. So she her first husband was called into the military as the Nazis were massing at the border of Germany and Poland, and he knew he wouldn't survive, so he found someone who could create false papers for her. And she was blonde and blue-eyed and managed to pass. But I don't know all of the story. I know that I have the locket because my mother died when I was 12. So I just got a box when I was, after my mother passed, with the locket was in that box. And so I have to just assume that she had the locket through the war, but I don't know that for a fact. It could have been a present from her older brother who sponsored her when he came over.
Where's the locket today?
It's in my jewelry box with a note to my grandchildren. So I don't want the story to die. I want it to stay alive.
When you were 12, do you remember, or prior to being 12, do you remember the things that your mom would talk about? Would she talk about it?
My mother never talked about it. I mean, the only things that I remember, my mother would have terrible nightmares. Mm-hmm. And I never understood that. And because I was 12, you know, there was no conversation. And I'm not even sure she would even have talked to me about it when I got older. I learned more about her through my cousin, who was 16 years younger than my mother and 16 years older than I was. And my cousin was my mother's confidant. And so she told her lots of things. And then it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I started to really ask questions. And so my cousin told me whatever she could. And that's how I came about whatever I know right now.
And those stories are so important to keep the memory of what happened alive so that it doesn't happen again.
Exactly. And I think that human beings are prone to following someone who answers hard, difficult problems with easy solutions. And sometimes that involves victimizing other people because it makes it an easy answer to a tough problem.
Is your hope that with, and how many grandchildren do you have?
Four.
And when you were just talking about celebrating your birthday, visiting with goats because it was one of your grandsons'
desires. It was his
desires.
Thing.
You but, wanted to hang out with the goats.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah,
quite a way to celebrate a milestone birthday. Nonetheless, this locket and the stories, how impactful is it to you to share that with your grandchildren and to pass it to them? And how personal are you making those stories as you share it with them?
Well, right now they're too young to have that kind of conversation. But I'm hoping that, as I said, I have a note with the locket that after I'm gone that they will understand that. I started writing gosh, I guess 2016, I started doing a writer's workshop. And that's when I really started becoming interested in the family stories and researching as much as I could with people who were still around. And fortunately, Spielberg's Shoah Foundation was very helpful because I have an aunt who survived Auschwitz. And she gave 5 hours of testimonial. And so I have that information. But it's important to tell the stories. And that's why I'm here at this early hour.
Haven't had to work this long since you were teaching. You were an art teacher at Bowles School.
Yes, I was. I was.
Thank you for your service to the community in that way.
It's my pleasure.
When you walk through the doors and you see, I'm sure you're probably drawn immediately to your face.
No.
But what are you drawn to then?
The stories of the other people are always interesting to me because there's such a variety of ways of survival. And the objects that are there are so impactful in terms of the stories that they can tell. An object sometimes has so much to say that you don't know on just the first view, and then you start to dig and understand more about it. And it's meaningful, not to just the person who's telling the story, but to me as well.
For me, it's interesting to see the things that people took with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the tiny little things that they were able to associate some meaning with.
Right, and some of these objects were buried and then retrieved later. Yeah.
What's gained for the community as a former educator with school groups that are able to come through here? What do you think the community at large is able to gain from an exhibit like this?
I'm hoping that they'll find a connection, that they'll see something. Like if it's a children's group, see something like that dollhouse that was produced by a grandfather who was a survivor, that they'll say, oh, I can understand that because I have a grandparent and they made something for me and it's sort of passed on. Or the story of the puppets and how that was a part of the survival story and how they hid throughout the entire occupation. But those puppets were there kind of witness to the what they'd gone through. Mm.
Yeah. The locket that you have is in a jewelry box. Is there a daily or a weekly regular occurrence that you have with it? Do you share a moment? Is it something you visualize on a daily basis or visit every day? How do you recollect that?
No, that's not something I do. I don't dwell on that. I mean, I had no knowledge of who those people were in the locket, to be honest. I mean, it wasn't until I was older and I started to understand more that those were my grandparents, because I'd never had grandparents, and that was something that I'd always wanted. I borrowed lots of grandparents. but I think it's just a reminder to me, in some ways, of how fortunate I am that I am a grandparent.
And that you're even here.
Yeah. I think that if you talk to all of the second gen members here that you see in these images, that we all share one thing, that our parents did not want our existence to be marred by their experiences. So they were very hesitant to share anything with us. And we had to dig and find the stories on our own.
Well said. It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful locket and a great picture. It is. As we walked, it was the first photo that I saw as I walked right through the door of this beautiful lady.
It bears witness to the fact that I'm 75. So.
But you're going to be passing down this story to your children and grandchildren through your words in the same ways that you passed down your knowledge as a teacher all those years and decades here in our community. So on so many different accounts, thank you for your service to the community, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for visiting
nice to
with
meet
us
you all too.
Early this morning. Morning. Helen Met is one of the many exhibit contributors here at the LJD Jewish Family and Community Services and the Histories in Hand exhibit that is open to you if you want to stop by this morning. We'll be here 8:30, doors open, and you can walk right through. You can say hello to us if you'd like.
And we should mention, too, that some of the people in these photographs, Helen, yourself among them, talk to people who come out to, you know, view this exhibit. So not only That's just a rare opportunity to be able to talk with someone who is featured in the exhibit about their story.
Yeah, I think the rarity of that is so important. You can visit JacksonvilleHolocaustMemorial.com for additional details on histories in hand. Helen, thank you. We appreciate it. WOKV News Time, 722.